You know, in an unexpected twist of modern industrial history, we're seeing developers constructing massive artificial intelligence infrastructure increasingly adopt a housing model that was historically reserved for remote energy sectors. It's such a fascinating shift.
Exactly. And it really comes down to specific properties. Owners of former immigration and customs enforcement detention facilities are now pivoting toward using these structures to house the workforce required to maintain AI servers.
That marks a significant shift in real estate logistics, doesn't it? Where the demand for advanced computing power drives the need for specialized infrastructure that is difficult to build from scratch.
Precisely. The core thesis of this trend is efficiency through repurposing. It's about making the best use of what exists rather than starting over.
As the demand for AI computing skyrockets, building new data centers and associated housing takes too long and costs too much. The pressure is on to find faster solutions.
By utilizing existing structures, specifically large-scale detention facilities that already possess necessary security perimeters and utility capacity, developers can accelerate deployment times while managing costs effectively.
Former ICE detention centers present a unique opportunity because they are designed for containment but offer the scale needed for dormitory-style living. It's a bit ironic, isn't it?
Understanding this shift requires looking at the nature of AI data center construction. These projects have very specific physical requirements.
Yes. These facilities are often located in remote areas where land is cheap, power grids can be managed more easily, and cooling conditions are favorable.
However, the workers who build and maintain them cannot always commute daily from home. They need to live near the site.
Historically, the need for temporary housing was met by man camps, which were common in the oil and gas industry. It feels like history repeating itself in a new context.
These living quarters provided essential amenities while ensuring that remote sites remained staffed. The precedent is there. We are just applying it to computing now.
The AI sector is now facing a similar challenge. A skilled labor shortage combined with the physical constraints of building massive data centers in isolated locations.
Several logistical factors drive this demand for on-site housing. It's not just about convenience, it's about operational necessity.
First, proximity to infrastructure is critical. Workers need to be close to high-voltage substations and cooling plants.
Second, shift work requirements necessitate 24/7 staffing, meaning personnel must live on-site or nearby to ensure rapid response times for system maintenance.
Third, the speed of deployment is a major economic driver. Repurposing existing buildings cuts months off the construction timeline compared to building from scratch. That's a huge win for them.
The logistics of housing the AI workforce involve significant adaptation. They aren't just moving in ready-to-go apartments.
Repurposing a former detention facility is not merely about finding space. It involves converting secure cells into dormitory-style rooms or apartments that meet modern living standards. It's a lot of retrofitting.
These structures are designed for containment and security, whereas worker housing requires safety, comfort, and community amenities. The goals are fundamentally different.
Despite these conversion challenges, the cost-benefit analysis for developers is compelling. They're looking at the bottom line hard.
While the initial conversion costs money, the long-term savings in construction and time to market outweigh the investment. It's a calculated risk that pays off.
Furthermore, these facilities often already have access to water and power lines, which are critical utilities for both housing and the data centers they support. That infrastructure is invaluable.
This trend raises important questions about labor policy and worker welfare. We need to think about that carefully.
While efficient, relying on company-provided housing can create dependencies that impact employee mobility and autonomy. Is anyone really free when their home is also their workplace?
There is also a social dimension to consider. Ensuring that these workers are not isolated but have access to health care, education, and community support. We cannot afford to neglect the human element.
As the AI industry expands, we may see more unconventional real estate solutions emerge. It's going to be an interesting evolution for sure.
Whether it involves former detention centers, warehouses, or other industrial spaces, the drive for efficiency in the digital economy is reshaping our physical world.
In conclusion, the repurposing of ICE facilities into AI worker housing highlights the resourcefulness required to support the next technological revolution. It's a powerful example of adaptation.
As we build the future of computing, we are also building the homes that house the minds driving it. We must keep that perspective in mind.
This shift is not just a matter of logistics. It is a reflection of how deeply our digital ambitions are now intertwined with physical infrastructure and human resources.